Blog Talk Radio.
Thousands of them that wait for him. My Genesis started with the crucifix.
crucifix. I never knew I was worshiping graven images. No sacrifices of righteousness, only wickedness. Man-made doctrine is all of what religion is. No addition or contradicting what y'all has mentioned. It ain't no need for multiplication or long division. No subtraction or any other type of mathematics. Just trust in Yahweh's word and what he say will happen.
It's the delight of my soul, the only thing that controls. This is the sweetest of roll that I ate in this hole. You know it's the Almighty, the one who's always right. Be you see the light in the sky, you know it's day. And then it's night when the lesser light shines. It's the most sublime, the most profound, the illest sound. Never heard round this town, around this globe. It be the Torah of Yahweh Elohim. Do you understand the things? In these days of the last, it done passed. When these people about to fall off the earth like grass, with this, like the flower fades. You know how it is these days. People getting played, being so lies of age. But my words, they spray, proclaim the most high name. And you know how it is, we ain't playing no games. Now you give me this word, so it beats the fire. And y'all be like wood burned up. Tell me that you could ever test black. Never that.
And ends by saying, Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has blessed us and allowed us to come before you another day, another night, to bring to you his great and holy and exalted words. Even words of Yah. Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the house of Israel, bringing to you nothing but the truth. Yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I will do. And who is this Yah? The heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge. He's our lawgiver and our only Savior, and not just of Israel, but Savior of the world. I just thank the Most High for allowing us to come before you, his great people, as well as the world, especially those that love people, neither know him. A small remnant of his people know the Messiah as well as know who they are. Introducing to you the people of the Messiah. And if you don't know the great people, then you definitely don't know the Messiah. And if you, many religious institutions, religious philosophies, various scholars are looking for various prophecies and reasons to doubt the book of Psalms 83, if we turn there. In the book of Psalms 83, this is what it says in the very first verse. Keep not thou silence, O Elohim. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thy enemies make a tumult, and they that hate have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Yisrael may be no more remembered. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. So here, the Creator lets us know there will be people in the world that is confederated against him, and in particularly his people. But who are the people of Yah that the world and various nations will be confederated against him? Who are they? What are they consulted together with one consent for? That the name of Israel in the book of Isaiah 8 chapter. And let's see what this is. It lets us know in the book of Isaiah 8 chapter, I'll start reading at the 11th verse, Isaiah 8 and 11, and this is what it says. For Yah spake thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of the people, saying, say not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. And watch what it says. Sanctify Yah of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread, and he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. But this is how you overcome these things. Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. And I will wait upon Yah to hide his face from the house of Yahweh. And I will look for him. And undoubtedly, the Creator has hidden his face from our people. We know this to be true because look at the condition that our people are in. This is no condition that any people should find themselves in, especially a people that call themselves the people of Yah. And all over the scriptures, it'll let you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, truly, we are the people. Show you a couple things on this so you won't be surprised. Because as I stated before, all of the nations consulted together with one consent. There's not one nation stood up or that's standing up for the children of our people. Not one. Show you what the scripture says about this matter. Because tonight we're going to discuss the 12 tribes of Israel. Watch what the scripture says in the book of Jeremiah, the 13th chapter. I want you to see this. A few things I want you to see. And I just want you to consider. The book of Jeremiah 13. And watch what it says. And we're going to start at the 15th verse and watch what it is. Hear ye and give ear. Be not proud, for Yah have spoken. That's how the Almighty can tell the proud people. First, what you can tell a proud person is they won't listen. It says, give glory to Yah Elohim before he calls darkness. Before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and while ye look for light, turn it into the shadow of death, and make it gross darkness. But if ye will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride. My eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears, because your flock is carried away captive. Say unto the king and to the queen, humble yourselves, sit down. Your principalities shall come down, even the crown of your glory. The cities of the south shall be shut up, and none shall open them. Yehuda shall carry away captive, all of it. It shall be wholly carried away captive. Lift your eyes and behold them that come from the north. Where is the flock that was given thee, thy beautiful flock? What wilt thou say when he shall punish thee? For thou hast told them to be captains and as chief over thee. Shall not sorrow take thee, a woman in travail? And why? It says, and if thou say in thy heart, and this is what people are saying today, and if thou say in thy heart, wherefore come these things upon me? For the greatness of thy neck are thy skirts, the skirt and thy heels made bare. In other words, We the only people that were once kings and queens of the earth. And then we found ourselves butt naked and barefooted. We are those people. And watch what it says. Can the Ethiopian change his skin? And you know the answer. No. Or the leper his spots? No. Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to evil. Not at all. And here it is, our people, because of pride, this is the reason why these things, these great horrors, have come upon us. Unspeakable horrors, because of our pride. And all over the scriptures, it talk about our pride. Also in this same chapter, and I think I showed you this before, but I want you to see it again. Jeremiah 13:1. Thus said God unto me, go and get thee a linen girdle. Put it upon thy loins. Put it not in water. So I got a girdle according to the word of Yah and put it on my loins. And the word of Yah came unto me the second time, saying, take the girdle that thou hast got, which is upon thy loins, to Euphrates, and hide it in the hole of the rock. So I went and hid it by Euphrates, as Yah commanded me. And it came to pass after many days that Yah said unto me, arise, go to Euphrates, and take the girdle from thence, which I commanded thee to hide there. Then I went to Euphrates and did, and took the girdle from the place where I hid it. And behold, the girdle was marred, profitable for nothing. It was profitable for nothing. It couldn't even be used no more. And you wouldn't want to use it no more. And why? Because this was all about the pride of Israel and the pride of Yehuda. But this is the good thing. Watch what the scripture says. Then the word of Yah came unto me, saying, thus says Yah, after this manner will I mar the pride of Yehuda, the great pride of Jerusalem. See, whether you humble yourself or not, Yahweh has determined that you will be humbled. There's evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart, walk after other deities to serve them, to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing. For as the girdle cleaveth to the loins of man, so have I caused to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Yehuda, said Yah, that they might be unto me for a people and for a name, and for praise, and for glory. But they were not here. And this is what we are dealing with. We're dealing with a people that refuse to hear. Watch what the scripture says, because we're talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. And I want you to see who Israel is. Oftentimes, Israel is very frustrated people, and they're frustrated because Israel, not only they won't listen to the Most High, they won't listen to his messengers, nor will they listen to one another. And they refuse to pull their resources together. They refuse to work together. They refuse to build and be their brother's keeper. So the Creator has to do certain things in the earth just to make it so. So you need to know who Israel is. And what people do you know that can't get along, that don't show and demonstrate love to one another, and that murder one another, and sell drugs to one another, and steal and rob from one another? What people do you know? People do you know that want to go for everybody else religion? But don't serve the true in Elohim. Watch what it says in Jeremiah 12. I want you to see this. The 7th verse. I've forsaken my house. I have left my heritage. I've given the deadly love of my soul into the hand of her enemies. And who is that? And watch what the Creator says. I just want you to see this. My heritage is unto me as lion in the forest. It cries out against me. Therefore have I hated it. That's what Yah said. Because his heritage is as a lion in form, and the lion is crying out against the Most High. And the Most High is the one that loved us. And watch what it says in the 9th verse. My heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. And what's a speckled bird? Well, a speckled bird is a bird of many colors. A speckled bird is a bird that you can see very vividly because it's a bird that's speckled. And watch what it is. It's different from all the other birds. It's more unique than all the other birds because it's speckled. And watch what it says. Birds round about are against her. Come ye, assemble all the beasts of the field to devour. Our people are today. They don't realize they the same bird. It's speckled. And what do it mean? In other words, some of us is real dark and black. Some of us are light brown. Some of us even look white. Use and allow other people to use this. Us being speckled against one another. So now when the dark-skinned Israelites, light-skinned Israelite, we got a problem. We begin to start discriminating against one another. And the light ones headed bad for from both people. The dark ones headed bad because they was too dark, couldn't fit in. And all the birds used that against us. But nobody had the courage to stand up and say, we're Israel. We're Israel. It was prophesied that there will be a speckled bird. But it was also prophesied all the birds will be against us. Don't allow yourself to be tricked and bamboozled. This is a sign upon you. Wait and see with your own eyes what you're going to see in the nearest time. When all our people begin to gather themselves together, you're going to see all kind of people. Different shades and colors. Speaking in a way that you never even heard because they were scattered somewhere else. What would you then? What would you say then? This is Israel. This is Israel. Not only this is what they're doing. Show you some notes in the book of Isaiah. I just want you to see these things right before we get in the heart of our message. In the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter. This is what it says. Watch what it says. In the 9th verse. All ye beasts of the field, come to devour. Yea, all the ye beasts in the forest. And what are they coming to devour? We started this lesson off letting you know that the nations are confederate against Israel to cut the name of Israel off. Then further we let you know it was because of the pride of Israel that the Creator allowed this to happen. Then we showed you that once we became a destroyed people, we became weak. And then all the birds round about began to use our weaknesses against one another. They seen we was in all kinds of shades and colors, and they used this against us. And you know for a fact that only and it's exclusively happened to one people and one people, period. But watch what it says here. All ye beasts of the field, come to devour. Yea, all ye beasts of the field, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to lover. In other words, all the watchmen that's supposed to be looking out for the well-being of our people, they have allowed the beast to devour. And the Almighty has characterized these watchmen blind ignorant, dumb dogs, sleeping. In other words, they're supposed to be watching, lying down, they're supposed to be working, loving to slumber, they're supposed to be alert. And then not only that, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. In other words, they pimping the people. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. Nor are they trying to help our people. They don't even understand what's going on. They all look to their own way. Everyone was on game from his own quarter, meaning his own synagogue, his own congregation, his own church, his own temple, his own sanctuary. They all looking for their own. You know they all looking for their own, because why aren't they coming together and putting all their resources together to build together? Aren't they the same? Aren't they Israel? Aren't they one brotherhood? Why would you allow the beast to devour? Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink. Because that's what you do when you don't care. That's what you do when you live in a household. That's what you do when you're pimping the people. And tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. So here, Israel. This is Israel. This is the 12 tribes of Israel. We have a lot of people confederated against us to destroy our name. And in this destruction, they have bamboozled and tricked our watchmen. And today, our watchmen are not warning our people. They're not sounding an alarm to our people. They're not blowing a trumpet to our people. They're not even watching. All they are doing is pimping one another. And here, the Creator tell us, and that's whether you are, it's the beast of the field, it's the birds, and we are speckled birds, but we use that against one another, but we're not warning the people and letting them know what thus says Yah. Watch what it says in Isaiah 58. People must know the truth. It says in the first verse, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Yaakov their sins. And I'm here to let you know, and spare not, to let you know exactly that. And what is our sin today? Our sin today is that we refuse to humble ourselves. And we refuse to seek the Messiah. Even though the Almighty sent people to tell you the truth every day. Well, we refuse to humble ourselves. What got us in trouble. And pride will keep us in trouble. The only thing we have to do is find the humility of Yah. Because the Almighty lets us know that our honor comes through humility, and our destruction comes through God. And undoubtedly, we just don't know who we are. And I'm going to share with you some of the great things about us so you can understand and be inspired to know who you are. Here it is. According to the scriptures, see everything we've been talking about. Most of the things we believe, teach, and we tell all people and other people. According to the book of Genesis, 15th chapter, 13th verse, Abraham had a vision and a dream. He said, know of a surety, my people shall be in a land that is not theirs, and they shall be afflicted, and they shall serve their enemies 400 years. And you can search all the historical records, all the nations upon the face of the earth. You're not going to see no records, nor will you see any other nation stand up and rise up and say, yes, there has been people been in our land for 400 years, and they've been afflicted 400 years. There's only two places. And the Creator said, let every matter be established by two or more witnesses. We see it in the scriptures. And for the first time in the annals of history, this country had put it in writing and signed a bill, 1242, to commemorate the 400-year captivity, 400-year exile, 400-year birth of us coming to the land butt naked, barefooted, in shackles and chains in Jamestown, Virginia. Those are only two places where you're going to find that. In the scriptures and in Congress. Now, if this is true and what they're saying is true, then what is Israel doing to become this great nation again? Or will it continue to fight? Will they continue to allow themselves to be bamboozled and tricked? Will they continue to let the divisionaries, the people who work hard to cut us off from being a nation, that the name of Israel be no more in remembrance? Here it is. They got people teaching that 12 tribes of Israel are a bunch of nations around the world. One tribe is Mexicans, another tribe is Native Americans, and another tribe is Jamaicans, and another tribe is somewhere down in South America, and another tribe is here in America. And his tribe in China and other places of the world, don't let the enemy trick you. was 12 sons from one daddy. One daddy. And these 12 sons were all brothers. Four different mothers. There was one nation of people. And they lived amongst one another. And they talked the same language. And they looked like brothers. And they were very special and peculiar people. And they still peculiar. Even though our people like a speckled bird today, we're still unique because we're the only people that's a speckled bird today. That's why we have to understand and learn how to embrace how unique we are, because this is a sign that the Almighty put upon us so that when you come back together, you'll know who you're looking at. You're looking at your brother. Watch what the scripture says. Let me show you the 12 tribes of Israel. And I want you to know this, that the 12 tribes of Israel is so special that the whole world revolves around them. Why do you think the scripture says the nations who lifted up their head was confederate against the people of the Most High? And it was conferred together with one consent, and that's to cut the name of Israel off. They know everything surrounds Israel, everything. The world goes how Israel goes. Let me show you this. First place I want to show you this is in a book of Deuteronomy, 32nd chapter. Only if we understood, our people today, when they look at prophecy, they're looking at North Korea. They're looking at Russia. They're looking at the land of Israel, the Palestinians, the Israelis. But who's looking at Israel? True Israel. Who's looking at the Israelites? Well, Yah. That's who looking at the Israelites. Yah. And his servants. Because his servants are his watchmen. His watchmen ain't watching nobody else. Yah's watchmen is watching Israel. Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy 32, 7 verse. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance. In other words, when the nations got their inheritance from the Most High. Watch what it says. When he separated the sons of Adam, because this is where the nations come from Adam. He set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For Yah's portion is his people, and Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. So the nations are divided among the Israelites. And watch this to show you that this is a biblical fact. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter. All the nations are divided according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Of course, they're said according to their number. And see, if you don't know the Most High, you don't know their number. And if you don't know their number, then you don't even know how the world operates. You don't even know how the world is divided. Watch this. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter. First verse. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that Elohim created man, in the likeness of Elohim made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Self. And the days of Adam after he had begot Self were 800 years. And he begot sons and daughters. And this is when it began. And Adam begot Self, which is one. And Self begot Enos, which is two. And Enos begot Canaan, which is three. And Canaan begot Mahalaleel, which is four. And Mahalaleel begot Jared, which is five. And Jared got Enoch, which is six. And Enoch begot Methuselah, which is seven. And Lamech, and Methuselah got Lamech, which is eight. And Lamech begot Noah, which is nine. And you read all these things in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, all the way through the 32nd verse. And Noah, three sons, and it was Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Twelve generations. And these 12 generations, these 12 sons, the whole earth was divided according to 12 tribes of Israel, just like the Creator said in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, verse 7 and 8. And why? Because he wanted Israel to know the whole earth. The whole entire earth was their inheritance. And all the other nations was divided amongst them. Furthermore, just show you how important and how Yah seen the children of Israel. And how the world revolves around them. No wonder they are confederate. Put the name of Israel off. No wonder all the beasts of the field come to devour. No wonder that all the birds around was against that speckled bird. Watch what it says. Kings. So you can see, because we're talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. And there's a lot you need to know about these 12 sons. These 12 brothers in this great nation. Watch what it says in the book of 1 Kings, the 4th chapter. And I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm going to tell you these things anyway. Why? Scripture says, cry aloud and what? Spare not. And I'm going to tell you the truth. There's only one that you should be watching, and that's Israel. No one else. Watch what it says. First Kings, the fourth chapter, the seventh verse. And Solomon, he had 12 officers over all Israel, which provided victuals for the king and his household. Man, his month in a year made provision. And why each man his month? Because he had 12 officers. And he wanted to complete the whole year. Which could only mean one thing. That there was 12 months. That's why it was 12 officers. And why? Not only was the earth divided according to the 12 tribes of Israel, but the months was also divided according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Even the months itself, even the years itself was divided according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Watch what it says. So not just the earth, but also the months and years. Watch what it says. In Chronicles, the 27th chapter, the first verse. Now the children of Israel, after their number. And what is the number of the children of Israel? Well, if you didn't know and you had not heard, it's 12. And watch what it says. To wit, the chief fathers and captains of the thousand hundreds and their officers that serve the king in any matter of the courts, which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year. Of every court were 24,000. In other words, according to the number of the children of Israel, the king had 24,000 coming in and coming out each month, every month, month by month, throughout all the months of the year. And how many did he have? Well, according to the number of the children of Israel. And how many is that? 12. Why? Because even the month and the years was divided according to the 12 tribes of Israel. The earth was? The sons of Adam? As well as the months and the years. Look at the 15th verse. The captain for the 12th month was Heldai, the Nephthite of Othniel, and in his course was 24,000. And what's 24,000? What's 24,000 is 2 times 12. And that makes total sense to me. Because everything in the world surrounds the 12 tribes of Israel. Ask yourself, how many hours in a day? 12. How many hours in a night? 12. And how many hours in a day and a night? 24. Why? Because of the 12 tribes of Israel. On a clock. Not 13. Not 14. Not 15. Not 24. You only got 12 numbers on the clock. And why? because of the 12 tribes of Israel. This is why I'm trying to let you know and trying to help you to understand and see who your eyes should be on. Because your eyes is on his people. And why? Because all the nations are confederate against them. Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. All the beasts come to devour. All the nations have lifted up their head and they confederate against thee. All the birds around are against the speckled. And not only that, watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah 31. And I'm going to start reading at the 35th verse. And this is what it says. Thus says Yah, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divided the sea when the waves thereof war, Yahweh's name. If those ordinances depart from before me, says Yah, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Watch this. Thus says Yah, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundation of the earth searched out beneath, what you ain't NASA trying to do? What you think the foundation of Jacques Cousteau is trying to do when they go down in the waters? You got somebody going down in the waters, and you got somebody going up to the heavens. And all the nations are doing this. Why? If the heaven above can be measured, foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says Yah. In other words, everything is slated, predicated to destroy the 12 tribes of Israel. No wonder they are confederate against the people of the Most High. No wonder all the beasts of the field come to devour. And no wonder all the birds around are against the speckled. And will we fall prey to the trick? Will we be bamboozled by the nations and their religions? Will we all be ignorant, dumb dogs that cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving slumber? Will we all be greedy dogs? Or will we stand up for the children of our people and tell them the truth and tell them, what thus says Yah, that we must come together, that we must humble ourselves. We the only people that were told long time ago that we will be in land that is not ours, and we will not only will we be in the land, but the land of our enemies. Well, we will serve them, and we will be afflicted for 400 years. We are that people. Watch what it says. Jeremiah 33. trying to show you how you can know one another. We are the people that's been exploited, that's been discriminated against, that's been tar-fed, killed, murdered, put down by all the other nations. Why then will we be against one another? Watch what the scripture says. Jeremiah 33. Verse to Jeremiah saying, thus says Yah, if ye can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season. We should know the difference between the season of the day and the season of the night. We should know that difference. And we should know what pertains to the season of the day and what pertains to the season of the night. And why? Because if we don't know, we allow ourselves to be bamboozled, then the enemies have won. They have won. And Yah would not have that. Look what he says. Then may also, because if that can be done, with David, my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and Levites that minister unto me. But make no mistake about it. Enemies every day attempting to do this thing for one consent. Watch what it says. The word of Yah came to Jeremiah saying, considerest thou not what this people has spoken, saying, the two families which Yah have chosen, he has even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. And this is what's going on. They don't want us to be a nation. Your eyes is on the wrong thing in the world. You must turn your eyes to Israel, your eyes to one another. Then we will see each other. And we will gather ourselves together. And we will know that we're in the same boat. Watch what it says, 25th verse. Thus says Yah, if my covenant be not with the day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Yaakov, David my servant, so that I will not take any other seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. So the Almighty is letting us know emphatically, this thing, he has purpose. We must get it right. The world is against us. We cannot be against one another. Or the 12 tribes of Israel. There's a lot of things that we got to know. There's a lot of things that we need to know about these 12 tribes. The first thing we need to know is who they are and how the world have decided to make them a nation no more. Watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, 30 chapter. Well, at the first verse. Word that came to Jeremiah from God, saying, thus speaketh God, Elohim of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. And for lo, the days come, says Yah, that I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel Yehuda, says Yah, and will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Even though our people, they talk it, but do they believe it? They read it, but do they really know it? It is, the bells is ringing, it's on the wall. But yet, our people are doing nothing to show and to demonstrate what the Most High has already told us is the truth. Because there's many things that he said our people is supposed to do. Watch what it says. These are the words that Yah spake concerning Israel and concerning Yehuda. For thus says Yah, we have heard a voice of truth. Who've heard that voice? Well, Yah did. A voice of fear. And a voice that's not of peace. Ask ye now and see whether a man do travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his loins on his hand on his loins as a woman in travail. Faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great. I thought that day would be terrible. But it says, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Yaakov's trouble. But he shall be saved out of it. And why? Because Yahweh said, our people will be humbled. And his face is turned from us. But in the time of Jacob's trouble, the Almighty will return and save his people. But don't think this is some trouble that Yah came to afflict on you. No. This is from the nations. We think Jacob's trouble is world trouble. No. This is Jacob's trouble. And you know how people think Jacob's trouble is world trouble because they think they can prepare by storing up water and food and money and get some walkie-talkies and call one another. No. This is trouble that once the nations bring, is the one way to be saved. That is the power. You know what I mean? Nothing else can save you. So the best thing you can do right now is, since he told you in advance, what you do is do the things he said one must be done in order for them to be hid in the day. And watch what it says. For it shall come to pass in that day, says Yah, of foes, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve Yah their Elohim, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them, And watch what it says. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob. You can't fear what these people have already determined to do. They determined to destroy you. Says Yah, don't worry, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and I see from the land of their captivity, and Yaakov shall return, and shall be rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, says Yah, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all the nations where I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. And why? Because we deserve it. Because we wouldn't listen. And because we would not trust in the Most High. For thus says Yah, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There's none to plead thy cause, that thou may be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. In other words, the things that come upon us, the things that have come upon us, and the things that will come upon us, it makes haste. And the only thing you can do to overcome it is what thus says Yah. That's it. So you have to turn your sight, turn your eyes to the right thing in the world. And that's the 12 tribes of Israel, the very people that the world is against. Did not the scriptures say, and thou art confederate against thee with one consent to make the name of Israel be in remembrance no more? Did not the scriptures say, all ye beasts of the field come to devour? Did not the scriptures say, all the birds around is against her? And who is her? That speckled bird. We got to wake up, Israel. And the scriptures tell us to wake up and put on our strength. If there's any time that you need to put on your strength, this is the time. No wonder everybody is against us. I can see it now. Watch what the scripture says in the book of Isaiah. Second chapter. First verse. Awake. Awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from dust and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of the neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says Yah, you sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus says Yah Elohim, my people went down a full time into Egypt to sojourn there. That's all they went to do. And the Assyrian oppressed them without a cause. In other words, what did they do to become such an oppressed people? And let me tell you, nothing. Now, therefore, what have I here, says Yah, that my people is taken away for naught? Over them, Make them the house, says Yah. And my name continually, every day, is blasphemed. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know that day that I am he that you speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. And where's your tidings that publish peace? And where's your publication of peace that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that said unto Zion, thy Elohim reigns? Where are they? Who's supposed to say this? Who's supposed to publish this? And let me tell you who. In the 8th verse, thy watchmen shall lift up the voice with the voice together, not the voice separate, not the voice of division, not the voice of separateness, not the voice of back in the 60s, the light skin and the darkness, just divisions. Voice of the rich and the poor. The voice of some secret societies of the black rich versus the black poor. No, that's not the voice. The voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when Yah shall bring again Zion. What are you looking at? Your eyes are supposed to be on Israel. You're supposed to be trying to see eye to eye. Why? Because all the other nations are better against thee. How many consents? And that's to make the name of Israel no more in remembrance. All the beasts of the field come to devour with the same intent, to devour and to destroy. And all the birds around against one, and that is the speckled bird that nobody wants to see, that nobody want to be a part of, the bird of many colors that everybody is jealous of, the 12 tribes of Israel. This is the 12 tribes of Israel. The most persecuted, the most hated, the most devoured people on this earth. So how will we awake and come to our former self? How will we awake and shake the dust from us? How will we stand up as an army once again, as in the days of old, to be strong, to be of good courage, to be very courageous? This is what Yah is looking for. For he told us not to fear nor be dismayed. And why? Because you are the 12 tribes of Israel. You are Israel, the people of Yah. So until tomorrow, we still be dealing with 12 tribes of Israel. Yahweh, and so do I. Shalom.
true.